Speaking more than one language fluently is a skill that many people never develop. It takes time, it takes study, it takes practice, but it can give you an edge in today's global business climate. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. Faculty at ULM are working to increase awareness of how learning language can open up opportunities to students at the Festival of World Languages, held last weekend. Joining me is Dr. Ruth Smith, Head of World Languages at ULM. Dr. Smith, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
So first, tell us about the Festival of World Languages. What is it and what happens there?
ULM partners with a number of area high school teachers who bring their students to ULM for a morning of activities related to culture and language, with various presenters on Chinese and Nigeria and the classical world. And as part of that program, we always bring in someone who is usually a ULM graduate who is working and using the language that he or she learned as their profession.
So what does that do, especially for students, I mean, college students, but certainly high school students, too, to be able to see someone who has a career using a language?
Well, as with all of the humanities, the question is always, well, what are you going to do with that? And the answer is you're going to do everything with that, basically, because the humanities prepares you with the core skills of being able to communicate, write, think critically, and then you apply them in a variety of different professions. So we've had a gentleman who is a master sergeant in National Guard and has won 2 awards as an interpreter. We have had the head of the World Missions for at Whites Ferry Road Church, who is a language graduate. We've had some people in finance and business, and we've even had someone who has worked in government. So we like for students to see, as you will, real live people who are making a career and are graduates in Spanish or French.
And so what kind of feedback do you get from the students who attend the festival?
They're usually very happy with everything that they see in the morning with their presentations. And it's eye-opening for them to see, oh, well, I see. I really love French, and I see I could make a career out of this.
And I would imagine that especially dealing with high school students, you're kind of talking to the parents, too. And say, hey, look, this is really a thing, and yes, you can make a living with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what is the greater need for language skills in today's modern society?
Before coming, I checked with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they say that in the next 10 years, I'm going to read here, in the next 10 years, the need for interpreters and translators will grow 18%, which is faster than the average for all other occupations. We live in a globalized world, and business, health, security, certainly. All of these areas are always looking for people with that extra skill or that principal skill who can work with their clients or their patients or their clients in the legal system.
Dr. Ruth Smith is the head of the Department of World Languages at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She's also the director of School of Humanities. The Festival of World Languages held by the Department of World Languages last weekend. Thanks so much for talking with us.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Find out more about the relationship between Northeast Louisiana and the University of Louisiana Monroe at KEDM.org. Go to Programs and click on ULM Forum.